Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Money and Change with Stu Scheer. I am Michael Bejas. I am the producer. Anyway, if you come on over to the Trim Radio Network, you can shop. You can check out everything that we have going on with new shows. We broadcast live all over the world. And if you want to be a part of our team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is to do. Anyway, that song right there, well, that's Price Tag. That's Jesse J. And that's covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners or managers. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and we are not medical or health professionals. We always want you to check always with anything regarding medical with your primary doctor. Anyway, lastly, we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You call in, give us your opinion. All we ask is no cussing, no swearing. We love our station, and we want to keep it clean because, you know what, we want to be family-oriented, and we are a Christian-type-based radio station. But without further ado, I am handing you on over to Stu.
Hey, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you what, this last week here in Ohio, we had so much rain Friday night. I was going out to dinner with friends, and I thought, is this rain ever going to stop? And the river kept getting higher and higher and higher, and I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting. Well, anyhow, we had just about 2 inches of rain over the evening. And some other places in southwest Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, had about 5 inches of rain. So I can imagine how the rivers are down south. We have the Great Miami River, which feeds into the Ohio River. And I'll tell you what, it was probably within 3 feet of overflowing the banks in some places. Yeah, it was an interesting time, and it was interesting. I'll put it that way. I've been through 8 inches of rain in Houston, Texas before in a 24-hour period, but it never had anything more than, you know, 3 inches at the most here in western Ohio. Anyhow, oh, that was just crazy. And then it's finally drying out or beginning to dry out. For a minute there, I thought I was going to have to get a raft, an inflatable raft, and hop in that thing and get around to where I had to go. Well, anyhow, welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And we are on Facebook. And we also have another website, Money and Change. And that's on Weebly, Weebly.com. But we take a look at all the stuff that's going on financially, and we listen to a lot of different financial experts. And we like to bring that information up because in times like this right now, financially, things are getting tough. Well, before we get going, here's the disclaimer that I have to do. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Well, you know, financially, a lot of things are happening, and I don't know about you, but if you go into the grocery store and you take a look at the prices of things, they're up. And in some cases, you can't find certain things that you were used to buying before. And when I get out there and I'm looking at prices at Kroger's or Aldi's or Wally World, better known as Walmart, or other stores, I'm I'm baffled by just how the prices have gone up and up and up and up. And it's scary. The money in your wallet doesn't go that far. And I'll tell you what, Catherine Austin Fitz was on Greg Hunter's program a few weeks ago, and she's a financial guru. And she was saying, hey, start using cash, nothing but cash. Don't use your credit card because what's going to happen is you are going to maybe not pay for everything and you have to pay a service charge or service fee for using that card. And the best way to save your money is actually not use your credit card. Go ahead and use cash. Now, if you do use your credit card, pay off the statement when you get it right away. Pay it all off. Only use your credit cards when you need it. If you don't need it, then don't use your card. And that's the safest way to do things. You never want to accrue a lot of interest on things. And I've had friends that had maybe four, five, six, seven credit cards, and they would max them out, and then they would get a consolidation at the bank, and they would pay them all off, but then you've got all this interest you're working on. And the biggest thing is when you have credit cards, pay off your big interest cards first. Get those out of the way, then you can work on the smaller ones. Or if you really don't want to do that, you can work on the smaller ones first and then on the big one at the end. Just make sure that you get them paid off because what's going to happen, some experts are saying we're going to be in a financial calamity and it could be in 4 weeks, like Cliff High says, and he's a actuarialist, if I can always pronounce that word. He does a lot of research. He's excellent. And he really knows his stuff. But he said it could also be the first week in June or the second week in June. And so his thing is to go ahead and pay down your debt, put some money aside, get some long-term food, store up on water and so forth. And just like I've been saying on this show for over 10 years, it's always good to pay down your debt. Your mortgage debt on your house, credit cards, car, whatever, pay it down. Get it as low as you can get, and then pay it off. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. Canned goods are good. They're good for about 5 years as long as they're not bulging or the cans aren't cracked. Also, get some long-term food is like freeze-dried, and you can buy them from different places. You just have to look up emergency essentials, or there are others out there. Even if you go to the LDS.org, the Mormons will sell you some types of canned foods and vegetables. Long-term storage. You're talking about 20 to 30 years on those things. And be prepared for whatever climate you're going to be in. Make sure that you get some tarps. And you can get those at, I get mine at Home Depot. And they're just blue tarps. But if you have a problem with your roof, the blue tarp can go up on the roof to stop leaks if need be. Or you can take those tarps and actually make a makeshift shelter out of it. So a lot of different things you can do to prepare. But prepare wisely. Okay, you still have to feed your family. You still have to manage your budget. If you don't have a budget, then you had better start because things could get very tough by June or maybe after June. And so you have to really be prepared. Some of the people that I talk about on shoutouts, they're really prepared. And the shout-outs that we normally do is Trim Radio Network, and shout out to Michael Bayhouse and all the gang there. We have some really good shows, and we're getting some more. So we have the Trim Radio Network, We have the University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. It's the University of Findlay, located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an NCAA Division II school, but it also has a lot of good educational programs. And you've probably heard me talk about this for the last 10 years. And it's true, it's a good school. And they believe in educating. They don't get into this woke stuff. They like to really settle down and educate people. They have master's programs, doctoral programs, bachelor's programs. They have other studies that they do. They can do foreign studies. They can do a lot of different things. Fantastic school. And the campus has just about 4,000 students on campus. And it's a very, very, very good school. It's the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio. Just about a mile off of I-75 on Route 224. And it's www.findlay.edu. A big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. If you check the Money and Change / Financially Prepped page, you will see a couple of Phil's pens that he does. I put them up on the website because I know he has his own Facebook page, but I'll tell you what, that is really something to see those pens. And he came up with a couple new ones and I thought I'd put them up there. So, you know, just go to the Money and Change / Financially Prep site on Facebook and you'll see some of his pens. And I'll put some more up there later on. But Phil does an excellent job. Michael and I both have pens, different designs and so forth. Done by Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And he does them for individual people, for companies, for schools. Disney World, for example, had a bunch down there. He also had some at a Japanese trade show. He does really good work, and you'll like it. Just take a look at the pens that we put up there. Also, a big shout out for Money and Change, this show, where every Sunday night live, unless I've got a concert, we'll get into that. But every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. And we've got some good stuff for 8 p.m. This Wednesday. And a big shout out to the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They're on YouTube. Check them out. Great people. And I'll tell you what, I've known them for quite a while. And they're getting used to life in middle Wisconsin. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. By golly, they're starting to get strawberries down there in Wiggins, Mississippi, right off the Gulf. And they've had some storms come through there, and I haven't seen Danny's latest post. So I want to check that out to see if they had any storm damage down there. Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler with Boots on the Ground. People call in with all kinds of financial information to Dave, and he's a fantastic person. I mean, fantastic. He's a great guy. Also, Prepper Nurse 1 with Ed Carswell, and then the Canadian Prepper, Doom and Gloom Nate. He's a good guy, though. But now he's on Facebook, and he does a little show on Facebook. And that's good. He presents everything flat out. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. And you look at it from the Canadian perspective. Well, anyhow, those are the shout-outs that I've got. If you check out our webpage on Facebook, I posted the latest video on Central Bank Digital Currency Prison by Catherine Austin Fitz. She's the one that says, hey, use cash. And that's important. Cash talks. Well, at least for right now. And don't put a lot of stuff on your credit card. I know it's easy to carry the cards around, but daggone it. watch how you use them, be responsible with it. And Catherine Austin Fitz, she posted a video with Greg Hunter on USA Watchdog on the web. And anyhow, she really gets into it and explaining different things. And she even got into some things about the jib-jab COVID thing, if you know what I mean. You might want to listen to her portion of his show. And there's a link to it. The show is on Rumble, RUMBLE.com, and it's Central Bank Digital Currency Prison with Catherine Austin Fitz and Greg Hunter. Check that one out. That's an important one. Oh, then I posted another one. What to do? What to do? Five things to do immediately after SHTF. Something hits the fan, SHTF, if you know what I mean. And the first 5 minutes after a disaster, what do you do? I posted that there. Also, there was Porch Time with Danny King down in Wiggins, Mississippi. He says, keep your eyes open, and it's Porch Time 2023. And it's always a conversation between friends. He'll probably have a new one out tomorrow or late tonight. And, you know, I have friends of mine, like Fred sent me a thing. He says, well, I'm on target with him on the homestead part, working on fence to keep the deer out. Well, around here in Ohio, yeah, we do have deer. And yeah, it is rutting season. And well, he's got a farm, I would say about 20 miles from where I live. And he's over in Champaign County. And I'll tell you what, farming can be fun. It can be a lot of work. But you listen to Danny King on FaceTime, and he's great. Deep South Homestead. And you can always catch the videos here because I post them. Also, there was one about the Fed fears complete economic collapse with Peter Schiff. And this was posted on Rumble.com. But I'll tell you what, Peter Schiff is pretty good about different things as far as what's going on in the world of finance. The only thing that you have to divorce yourself from is that he likes to sell gold. And so you totally push that aside and you listen to what he says about what the Fed fears about an economic collapse. It could happen. Not saying that it will, but it could happen. And that's why I like to tell people by posting these videos, hey, just a heads up. It's just a heads up. Because if I didn't tell you that this was going to happen and it happened, you'd say, Stu, you forgot to say something. This actually happened. Well, I've been preaching about it for at least the last five. I know something's going to happen. It has to, economically. And on the way that the US dollar is going to now be in competition with a currency that the BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South African countries, they're going to have their own separate currency. It's going to be gold based. And if we don't step up and go to a gold based instead of fiat paper currency, we're in trouble. And that, I'm being serious about that, guys. The ATMs, one of these days, they're not going to work. And if you don't have any spare cash tucked away someplace, and you pick the place, I'm not going to say under your mattress or wherever, but if you have spare cash to pay your bills for at least 2 to 3 months, If the economic system crashes, the banks crash, you have something to pay your bills for 3 months. If you have food and water and your medications stocked up in advance, you're going to do okay. That's just going to be a fact of life. And when stuff starts happening and the stuff hits the fan, we're going to be in a world of hurt. A lot of people are going to be running around trying to go to social agencies to get fed, hoping that the government's going to feed them. And that's not going to happen. Maybe at the beginning a little bit. But think of what happened with Katrina and down in New Orleans. That was a total disaster down there. They had a little bit of time to prepare, and they really didn't prepare. And the mayor at that time did not get the buses rolling and get people out of Dodge, because New Orleans was below the water. It's built in a gully with the Mississippi River running between levees through the town. The levees overflowed. They couldn't pump the water out. And guess what? A lot of people were flooded out of their homes. Some people were hanging on the roofs of their homes. Some of them got up into the attic and chipped a hole through the roof to sit up there and await somebody to rescue them. And in some cases, the rescue came. Some cases, it didn't. And some people didn't make it. So you have to be prepared for the eventuality that something is going to go down and it's going to get nasty. I can't tell you the time or the place, but something will happen. And if you cannot deal with it, you're going to be in trouble. Well, hey, let's take a look at the U.S. national debt clock. Right now, thanks to government spending, we are at $31,596,477,000,000 and climbing. I mean, we just went up $100,000 in debt as I'm talking. Now we're up to $200,000 in debt. The debt per citizen is about $94,447. And the debt per taxpayer is $246,867. Now the tax revenue that we're getting in is about $4,610,594,000,000. And about $500,000. And the revenue that's coming in per citizen is $13,795. It's scary out there. We're spending more than we are taking in, thanks to politicians. Somebody ought to slap the politicians on the hand and say, no, you can't spend anymore. You can't give it away. You have to solve the problems that we have in the United States first. Any money left over can go out to help other countries. But we have a problem in the States with our railroad system. Just this week, we had a derailment a few days ago in Springfield, Ohio. And they said everybody within 1,000 feet of the wreck had to shelter in place. We had the East Palestine derailment about a month ago, and they're still cleaning that mess up. And I just found out today that the dike broke up there that was supposed to hold all this toxic water back. Then we have fires. There was a big fire down in Cincinnati that involved, I don't know what they say, 50 firemen from Cincinnati, and then they called in others, and it was like a 5-alarm fire. And then I heard that there was another 5-alarm fire in New York with a food processing place or a food warehouse. We're getting all these different fires coming up, and I think somebody's trying to create a shortage. And that's scary. It really is. Somebody has this planned, I think. It's my gut feeling. I don't know about you guys, but I think it's my gut feeling telling me that, hey, this is a rigged deal. Somebody wants to starve out a lot of people. And that's why I've been saying, if you are not prepared, then you have a problem. Well, what we've got right now, an article came out by Andrew Moran from the Epoch Times. Russia's reducing dollar dependence by relying on Chinese yuan. Now, the Chinese currency is the yuan renminbi, RMBI. And I'll tell you, Russia wants to get away from the dollar, especially for oil. And they're part of the BRICS nations. And when they start coming out with their own currency that's going to be gold or gold and silver based, we're going to be in a world of hurt. A lot of countries right now are trying to get away from the dollar, which means we'll have more inflation here unless we switch to a gold-based currency. It's not all that easy to do, but it can very well easily be done. And a lot of people have said, don't let the Federal Reserve handle it, because the Federal Reserve is a private company that insures funds and so forth. And we get fiat currency, paper money out of it. But let the Treasury handle it, the U.S. Treasury that handles gold, silver, other precious metals. And I think that would work. It basically puts the kibosh on the banks and tells them that they have to behave. And I'm saying that mildly. Banks make their money off of things like derivatives or hedge funds. In other words, they take your money and they bet with it. And that's with the hedge fund side. With derivatives, that's fees that are derived from your purchases and so forth, your credit cards and so forth. They have service fees. Those are derivatives. You have to watch that. Check your bank and ask them, find the loan officer or the manager of the bank and say, hey, how deep is this bank in hedge funds? How deep is this in derivatives? What are your derivatives? Where are they coming from? See if they can answer that question. If they were TARP bank, toxic asset program, check into that, because if they paid back everything that the government bailed them out with, you want to see if they're going to be able to stand a financial crash. If not, move your money to maybe a savings, credit union, not a savings and loan, but to a credit union or to a farm-based rural bank. And you might do that. And I've diversified my money, so it's in a credit union, in a large bank, and in farm banks. And I think that's the best way to go. But that's just me. You have to do your own thing. But with Russia reducing their dollar dependence by relying on the U.S. dollar and starting to use more of renminbi, that just tells you something. That tells you something, that we're in a world of hurt unless we get our act together. Here's a big one that came out by Lawrence Kadish, K-A-D-I-S-H. And this was in the Gatestone Institute. It said, Biden executive order nightmare. Government will track every dime you spend. Catherine Austin Fitz talks about this on that video that I put into Money and Change / Financially Prepped. You've got to go there. You have to listen to it. You have to. Because once the government gets a digital dollar, they can control. If you don't behave, you don't get your money. You could have thousands in the bank, and if you don't behave, they can shut your card off and you have nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's like the social credit thing they have in China. If you don't conform to the social credits, well then guess what? You cannot travel on a plane, a train, a bus. You can't buy certain things. I don't think life's supposed to be like that. I kind of sit back and I think, well, okay, I'm going to keep an eyeball on everything to make sure that what's out there is going to be on the level. And sometimes you wonder what the politicians are doing. It's scary. And you get what you elect. And I'm not telling you how to vote. How you vote, how you spend your money, what you do, that's your business. You just don't hurt other people. And I like to be left alone. I don't know about you guys, but that's me. But the Biden executive order, where the government will track every dime you spend with that digital currency, gets scary. I just before the show, I saw a video, and it was oh gee, I think it was on YouTube or maybe it was on Facebook videos, where the Canadians were talking about their Sam's Club or Costco, where everything had been redone with the doors on the refrigerated units, and there were places where they could put cameras above these units. And they were in the process of installing them in the store, which means, okay, you want to go buy something in that cooler. It takes a picture of your face and says, oh no, you're on the naughty list. You can't get in, and it won't unlock the cooler. Now that's scary. That is real scary. And according to Lawrence Kadish, she's saying that Biden is throwing jabs. It's like a boxing match. The power punch is a little noticed executive order with the innocuous number of 14067. And its title is Ensuring Responsible Development of Digital Assets. And Cage says in a 21st century world where cryptocurrency and cybercrime are now embedded threats to our collective financial security, this executive order would seem to address these issues. That's the jab. But in fact, this order includes language that allows the Federal Reserve System to explore the possibility of introducing digital currency into the United States. This means that your cash becomes so much colored paper that would not be the only catastrophic thing or impact that the society and the nation's economy. Under this new digital currency, any transfer of funds to family, friends, charities, or clients would be able to be tracked by the nation's central bank that issued the virtual money. And Big Brother will always be your wallet or in your wallet every hour of every day. That's scary. If I had to pay a bill, they want to see how much I paid for that bill. They want to track all of my money, where it's going. As long as my money is made legally, nobody needs to know where it goes. That's my opinion. It ought to be yours. But I just suggest things. This executive order, hopefully, they can take this and kind of say, no, it's illegal, you can't do it. Global food prices slide for the 11th month and could soon show in supermarket savings. And an article in Zero Hedge said inflation re-accelerated in the US and Europe last month, highlighting sticky price pressures that kept central banks ultra hawkish and committed to increasing the terminal rate. Interest rates markets are still repricing the about face in the disinflation narrative, which has caused cross assets turmoil. And despite the lingering inflation storm, there is good news. Global food prices in February declined for the 11th consecutive month. It's basically about 0.6%. But I'll tell you what, with everything that's going on, do you have a garden? Are you planning a garden? What are you going to grow? You know, back in the Depression, back in 1929, 1930, up to 1935, people were growing food in their backyards. And what was a nice green yard was dug up, and they actually started planting some crops there. Some crops made it, some crops failed. Now, for me, I like to grow tomatoes during the summer. I like to grow onions. I love green onions. And also radishes and cilantro, things like that. Last year, my crops didn't do diddly. People say diddly squat. Well, yeah. But they didn't do anything. And I had the ground fertilized, and I had worm castings. I had all kinds of stuff in there. It was good soil, but nothing really grew. Did I get a lot of tomatoes? No. Did I get a lot of cucumbers? No, I only got two. Now, my radishes were 2 inches across. I don't know how that happened, but they were. I didn't have any cilantro. I planted it just like I've always done before. I love cilantro. I've got a really good recipe for salsa. And I couldn't make it this year because I couldn't get the right cilantro to grow. What I had was perfectly good stuff. It was from Ferry Morse. And they've always had good stuff. Some people say, oh, use Burpee. No, I use Ferry Morse because all the stuff that I had from Burpee has always been bad. Maybe I'm just buying it at Home Depot and I need to get it someplace else. I don't know. But in April, when the temperature's right, start your gardens and get things going. Sometimes they have different types of containers that you can buy. Whether or not it looks like a hog trough or whatever, you fill it full of sand. The other thing is mulch, shredded wood bark, stuff like that. Put it in there, add the dirt to it and your amendments to the soil, and then go ahead and plant. And you can get these. Now, Danny down south at the Deep South Homestead, he has high tunnels, and these high tunnels are big hoop buildings. And these are probably maybe 40 to 60 feet long. And he grows all kinds of crops inside in pots. And it's temperature regulated. And he takes very good care of the stuff. Check him out. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda. But these prices are going to start coming down. But I'll tell you what, you need to get a garden going. You need to do that. Because if you don't, and suddenly the prices start going up and we start having calamities, bad storms and stuff, we're in trouble. And the prices of food it's going to go back up. It will go down during the summer, but then in the wintertime, it's going to go back up. I remember in the restaurant industry, we'd take a look at what we called a flat or a case of tomatoes. And tomatoes were really, really expensive once you got into January, February, and March. Lettuce was expensive in February, March, and April. Prices change. They're cyclical. But I'll tell you what, it's getting scary out there. There was an article by Charles Hughes Smith of Off Two Minds blog, and he said the easy jobs are mostly gone. And he says my projections are less high quality work gets done, less work of any quality gets done, and those carrying most of the weight burn out and quit, and everyone wonders why the quality of goods and services is sinking to new lows. And he says, since we only keep track of what we measure, whatever isn't easily quantifiable isn't even on the radar screen. And one such difficulty to qualify element is how demanding jobs are today compared to the same work a generation or two ago. Everybody wants to get more out of the people that are working for them. And you take a look at people in business. They might work 9 to 5, but they may be taking work home with them to do. I know when I was working with the state and managing at the time 27 different businesses, all the paperwork that I did, if I wasn't out in the field, I was in processing paperwork and checking up on everybody and suppliers and everything else. And it got to the point where I would just stay in the office. People would go home and say, well, no, that's it. I was almost a workaholic. I would work up until 10 o'clock at night. And I would be going over stuff and I would be learning to do computer programming. Because at that time, it was just new to people working for the state. We had very limited types of things. And I remember working on all of that stuff. And I knew everything about all my facilities. I knew what they did, how they operated. I knew all their granders and so forth. Yeah, I was a workaholic. And I kind of paid for it in later life. But things were beginning to become automated. And so now they're demanding more out of less. Less people, higher workload, and if you don't meet the goals, then you're in trouble. And I'm seeing that with some of the former program that I was involved in with the state has been going downhill. And I knew a very good business consultant that worked with him, just said, I've had enough. I'm leaving. He took early retirement. He had to have some type of sanity. And so he did that. And he ended up working at a hospital doing patient intake using computers, which we normally used. But you take a look at all of that, and they're demanding more and more and more. And they do that over in Japan. They're very super demanding. And if you don't meet the quota, you're in trouble. And if you've done something bad over there, they will put you out on a corner and make you sing the company song or confess your sins or something on a corner. I've watched videos of that, and it drove me crazy. Another thing that came up was your power consumption. What do you guys do for power? If the power goes out, what are your backups? Do you have a generator? Do you have solar panels? Do you have plenty of batteries for lights? Think about it. When the power goes out, you're in trouble. And in some places, I was listening to some stuff from people saying, well, if the power goes out, this is how you heat your house when it's snowing outside. Just by taking a roll of toilet paper, taking out the center cardboard, mashing it down, and putting it into a paint can without paint in it, of course, and then dousing it with alcohol, soaking it up, and then you put a lid on top of it and it stores the alcohol in there. Then when you need the heat, you take the lid off and you light it, and you get heat for maybe several hours in an emergency. You have to take a look at stuff like that. How do you purify water? I've got a Berkey water system because our local water, even though we have a brand new water plant, state of the art, fantastic. They use, I think, sodium hydroxide in it, as or sodium chloride. I forget the what they put in the water, but it leaves a taste. And to get that out of the tap water, I have a Berkey system. It has two filters in it. And you pour the regular water on top out of the tap. And at the bottom, it comes out, and the water there has no impurities in it at all. It's fantastic. I've had it for probably 5 years. And I've changed the elements on the inside, I think, once, because they go up to like 5,000 gallons. I'm not going to take a shower with that water, but all the drinking water, any cooking water, I use that. But one of the big things that scares me, Monica Showalter in the AmericanThinker.com said power grid attacks up 71%, and Biden acolytes tell us it's all those white supremacists. No, it isn't. It's people that don't like the United States, or it's faulty maintenance. But the power grid has a problem, just like the trains have a problem. Norfolk Southern has a problem with track maintenance, maybe maintenance on the cars themselves, or the engines, or the signals. And that's why we have a lot of derailments with the power grids. Now some of the power companies are saying, well, we're going to put up these panels that will deflect bullets because people are shooting at our transformers. Transformers take about a year and a half to make, and they're not made in the United States. We're going to have to change that around. We're going to have to make everything in the United States from now on out. It may be a little bit more expensive, but we're going to have to do that. You only have so many transformers at an electrical distribution center. I ought to know. I'm the chairman of one of them. It's a small one. We've got very good guys working there, very good equipment, a lot of computer stuff that's going on. And I'll tell you what, it's fantastic. When Dayton has thousands of people without power, and we have the same bad storm as Dayton has, and we're about 30 miles north of Dayton, and we might only have 20, 30, 40, 50 people without power. That says something for the system that we have here. Everybody in this town knows that our electrical service people are Diamond 3 rated. They are some of the top linemen in the state, if not the country. A Diamond 3 rating is hard to come by, and this town has had a Diamond 3 rated power staff for years. We don't have the outages that a lot of other places have. It's very well maintained. But with these power attacks and everything is sitting out, yeah, you have a fence around it, but you can do all kinds of things to a distribution center and cause problems. And that's what's scary. So what are you going to do for additional power? That's something you need to rely on. Make sure you have plenty of AAA, AA, C cells, D cells. Make sure that you have a way to generate power or get it from the solar. Do you have a solar radio? Do you have some solar flashlights? I even have those. Make sure that you have those. How about a Faraday cage? You know, you can take a trash can And you could line it with bubble wrap, the bottom and the sides, and then put your stuff on the inside as long as it's not touching the metal. And it becomes a Faraday cage. And then you put the lid on, but make sure that the lid has, it's like a silver tape that you put over any holes in that trash can, and it becomes a Faraday cage, and it protects against EMP, electromagnetic pulses. Or you can go out and you can get kits that you can use to take care of your house, your car, other things. But it's about $300 to $400 for a kit. That's a lot of money to put out. But you have to be prepared. And that's the financial preparedness part. So the big thing right now is pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food. Make sure you can store and purify water. Make sure you have your meds on time, your medications. Also, make sure that you've got the clothing, the right clothing for the season. So if something happens now, hey, it's going to be warm soon and we're going to be in decent weather. In the middle of winter, only the fittest are going to survive, and that's what's scary. Can you cook? We just have a stove. Well, guess what? You go out, and some of you have a grill, a charcoal grill. You can use that to cook on. You could use a propane griddle, however you want to do that. But be prepared because you're going to have to be cooking some food, and you're probably going to do it a different way than what you've ever done before. If the SHTF happens, and you know what I mean. But with all this stuff going on, it's getting scary. I don't scare that easily. I really don't. But things that are beginning to happen, yeah, it's not good. There was an article that just came out on Zero Hedge. First-time home buyers are absolutely screwed right now. Yeah, because the rates are going up and the availability isn't there. I was looking at a place in Florida. I just wanted to check to see what the property was like in Dunedin on the west side of Florida above Tampa. And I was looking through a realtor, and a two-bedroom apartment was $399,000, and you had to pay a homeowner association fee of $585 a month. Who can afford that?
You can talk.
Even a house in Dunedin.
Hi, baby.
It's way above my pay grade. I don't know about you. And I'm not
Well,
going to get in debt for anybody.
look, there's that blue light.
And that's the key. Stay out of
Mm-hmm.
debt as
Right,
much as
right.
you can. And if you do get into debt, you pay it off
Good
as
thing for that
quickly
house,
as
by the
you
way.
can.
Me too.
Good thing for
Instead
that
of a
house, by
30-year mortgage, take a 15-year mortgage.
Gotta make a way
Well, I
with
can't
that.
afford that. Well,
Yeah,
then if you take a 30-year mortgage, then you're going to have to watch it because you're going to have to look at the
it's just
percentages that you get
amazing
it at.
how just a tinge of timing, two togs off.
And instead of a
Okay.
$60,000 car, maybe you can afford a $30,000. It's just going to get you around, and as long as it gets good mileage, it's got an air conditioner and a heater that works and decent tires, that's good enough. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. And if you don't follow what's going on and you don't listen to the show, and suddenly you find out that, oh gee, the banks went under, or my credit card's no longer any good, or gee, we have a gasoline problem. I can't buy any gasoline. I didn't keep my tank filled up. I'm in trouble. Yes, you are. You got to pay attention now. A lot of it. You have to pay attention on everything. Look at the people that were out in California that had the snow. Southern California mountain residents go into survival mode after snow apocalypse. All the snowy that happened. You know, they
Yeah, I
had a
know
drought
about
out there, and all of the
that.
reservoirs were really down low. Now they have an abundance of snow up in the mountains. And a lot of the water has started to refill the reservoirs. But here we had to wait and wait and wait. We had several years out there of drought. And in talking to a friend of mine out in Utah, she said,
"No, I was just
that now we have snow in the mountains and our drought will be over." They've been in a drought mode for 3 years. And that's around the Salt Lake City area. I think Spanish Fork, I think, is one of the places. There's American Fork and Spanish Fork, but they don't make any mention of spoons or knives or whatever.
We can get one of those home equity loans where we can pay back.
I heard it's nice out there. Wednesdays I'm going to have to go out. But there's all this stuff that's going on. And if you don't keep up with it, you're going to be in trouble. You know, so besides your job and what's in the paper, what's on TV, you can check out Zero Hedge. You could check out the Drudge Report. You can check out Bloomberg.com. You can go through a lot of different things because you have to find out what the heck is happening and how is that going to affect your dollar. There was an article that came out, top food brands, virtue signal, healthy diets while cashing in on junk food. They tell you to do one thing and then do another. What happens if the internet is suddenly switched off?
It doesn't go on video.
How are you going to communicate? One thing that I like to do, if I can grab it and you can see it, for those of you that can see, I have a GMRS radio. It's not a ham radio, but it's a GMRS, and I can talk between basically 10 and 30 miles depending on the condition. I don't have to have a license like a ham license would be. All I have to do is pay $35. It's good for 10 years. And with like-minded people, I can communicate all over town. I can communicate with people in the county. I could probably go up to 2 to 3 counties away on repeaters. This radio that I've got right here also has emergency frequencies on it. It's amazing. And I've tried to listen in on different things. But anyhow, a GMRS radio, they're anywhere between $35 up to $200 a piece. This one happens to be around $200 because it's got a lot more things in it that are programmable. Anyhow, GMRS radios, I'll tell you, look up on YouTube, Not a Rubicon, R-U-B-I-C-O-N, on YouTube. He explains everything about this, and these are great radios. You can take them in your car. You can take them out when you're walking. They're great stuff. They're great stuff. You can communicate with people. But there's so much going on that if you don't watch it, you got a problem. We're going to be talking more about train derailments on Wednesday.
Before you even,
more stuff.
Do you know how many train derailments, folks, there have been since 1990 to just to 2021? 54,939.
1,340 some this year.
Yeah.
Actually, in 2022.
But you have to understand that some of these derailments could be where they hook the train up and they start to pull out of the station or out of the yard, and all of a sudden a wheel comes off. So that's a derailment. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we have 239 million guns in this country, okay? Probably more, all right? And we have 40 to 80,000 deaths, and yet they call it mass suicide for a lot, or a mass murder for a lot of these different things going on. But if you look at the statistics, actually, train riding is still one of the very safest. It's got point, you know, just like with the guns, it's point zero point whatever as far as gun incidents. We don't have a gun problem. We have a people problem. We have a train problem because we need to update and we need to make sure that the rails and everything else is in good condition. But as the earth quakes, as the earth moves, as winter and everything comes about, you're going to have these problems. And they just, you know, pointed out, which is one of my favorite thoughts. We've had some bad things happen. Any death is a bad death. The tragedy in East Palestine, yes, terrible. But it's a communication problem. It's a failure to make sure that things are done in the right way. But it can be prevented, and it could have. And they need to communicate, and they need to fix these things. But still, railways are one of the safest ones you can do. So it just
depends. Unless you're standing in front of the train on the tracks.
Yeah, then that's a bad scene. But anyway, Stu, we got to get out of here.
I know. Hey, I'll talk to everybody on Wednesday at 8 p.m.
And with that, we are done, folks.
See ya.
I hope we're done. Oh, here we go.